And then here, and now. This man here. I'm told he's here.
Yes, he's here. He's here. He's here. He was the one that reminded him.
Call me. George gets hello.
Yes, sir.
Are you? Can you give me proof that you're alive?
Reverend Christensen wrote to me and said George Lawrence passed away.
This is what I said.
Somebody said
your paper shows you're dead.
Well,
you're alive.
I'm alive.
Can you prove it that you're alive? Well, I have a statement from Reverend Abel.
Could I see, please?
Surely. God's going to kindly see you. Can you prove any? You know, I went to Germany. There was one man there, his name was not enlisted in the refugees. No government claimed it. He said, I'm nobody. German says, you're not a German. Other says, you're not ours. So, Mr. Gates is like that now.
Can you prove you're dead?
there was a
that's all right, but can you prove you're alive? That's fine.
Well, if you have a pencil, I can change it. So
no, you cannot. You can. A reverent statement.
Well,
who is equal to God or more than God?
Well, if I go back to the United States, you will see me walking around and I'll be alive.
No, yes, but what is proof here that you're alive?
Well, perhaps you can witness for me that I'm alive.
Master, couldn't you vouch for him that he's alive?
At the government level, he's not alive.
In that case,
I quoted you one instance of Germany.
Well, if the government thinks I'm dead, then they won't worry about me, and I could stay here for a year if I
want. What was what?
Well, that's right. Everything's taken care of. I have been killed, and now I'm...
You're not getting the same part of it. You had a very definite statement, you see. Beloved God, beloved God. Left this earth lane for a higher and better place forever. February 25th. When did you come here?
I came January 18th.
Oh, your dead being before that. His son and Anne are with his mother in Florida. He called us up.
I have no
son. If he has enough time, they will visit us. That's all. I accept your alive, that's all.
Well, as long as you know it, I don't care about the rest.
Yes. God with you. Hello. Once I was in pensions, you see? I tell you, in pensions. I granted pensions. One man in the Great War, he escaped, he became a sadhu. Changed his dressing, one of sadhu. His pension was sanctioned. And he was found out 12 years that he's alive. Now the claim that his pension should be forfeited. For so many years he's got it. And then I wrote him, you see, to support him. For all intents and purposes, he is a debt for the worldly life. For our intents and purposes, he's dead to the world alive. So our spirits were correctly got in the industry, recovered. This happened like that. Anyhow, he's found, you see. So many witnesses are there. Is the name? All right, this is one, by the way. You said, how do you find your meditation today? Let me come around to you, Pandati. How many some masters form today? Hand up. Agar dirchi ko aadmi baitha to usko koi guna nahi, beshak wo vyas utha sakta hai, dekho. Five. How many saw strong sunlight? Strong sunlight. How many saw ordinary red light or purple light?
41, Master.
A strong moonlight, please. How many saw ordinary moonlight or white cloud?
22.
How many saw golden light?
40, Master. 40.
40?
40.
14?
No, 40. 40.
No. How many saw blue sky or stars?
41, Master.
Out of stars, who have seen big star or moon? Balloon. Big star or moon? Seventeen. If a moon or big star has burst or opened, or you have crossed it, either of the three. It has burst, opened, or you crossed it.
Five, Master.
That's all right. Though the sun only flashes of light up.
Four, Master.
Those to whom masters have manifested, you see, did he talk to you, if anyone? Hands up, please. None. So when you see master form, draw your whole attention to him, so much so that you forget yourself. That will develop receptivity. And he will talk to you. Further step to be taken. Others, going in all right, go on with it. Now, thank God you have one man found who is dead and gone and still alive. And that is in the midst. Any question, please? Those who want some interviews, I was told, they can come in now. It is 10:30 now. Yeah. Anyone who wants interviews, come round here. Who else? 1, 2, 3, 4, how many? Come round, you know, I'll have one by one, that's all right. Anyone?
Some of the people gave me questions and I'd like
to... Wait, please, there are some questions I have to reply. I'm in the know, you see, before a judge, standing to reply. Come on.
May I read it to them, because they've asked me to ask
them. All right, welcome.
Some of you have asked me to ask Master, on your behalf, certain questions.
What? One.
Master, when we come to India, and meet with the lovely Indian people that you have around you, such as Gyanaji, the one, and others, may we discuss our spiritual or even mundane problems that we may have with them, as we feel that we may learn from them as they are so close to you physically. That is wonderful.
I hope you've seen that circle which I issued some time back. There should be no one to stand before the initiate and the master for the spiritual guidance. They may give you correct or may give you wrong. Yeah? You have some wrong reply and you further continue as the right one, then many one will be misled. So for spiritual matters, you should not ask anybody else, except I am here alive yet, God will help you. As you are mundane affairs what? Can you define? I know English only, limited, you see.
Some have mentioned if they want to exchange sometimes their dollars for rupees.
Yeah.
And also, they know that Master, more often than not, will not accept donations, and so many have asked if they could leave money with Gyanaji for the purpose of the ashram.
I tell them, it is safer, I would say, safer. Generally, I always see to the conveniences or the circumstances of the man who donates. I don't refuse, but I always see sometimes I help them too. Though sometimes out of emotion they'll donate anything, or leave anything, that will go later on to affect them when you go back. And this is best to offer the money direct to me, or anyone I authorize, if at all in my absence, and no one else. Because sometimes man accepts, and that is not to be accepted. People out of mission give it. So what comes to me direct, that will come to her at once. So their case is not here, anywhere, is it possible. They may not reach the system. So it is always safer to donate whatever you like, if you can well afford it. I say directly between you, who is in touch with you, or whom I authorize, first to me. Then, I say, advisor will attend to you. Tell her, she will bring to me. She won't keep in here without you, see. She bring the things to me that will come to her. You follow me? As you got exchange, some money making is going on, you see, I understand. Some people outside has come, others come, they take the dollars, they exchange for higher money, give you less money. That I've come to know. So if you would like to do that, I have no objection. You should have the right value with you. Generally cost dollar about 8 rupees. They might be giving you 7.30. They make money. Maybe our friends, anybody. You follow me? And you exchange at the bank and you like the right value. In black market, of course, it carries more. Now the exchange is 8 rupees, approximately 8 rupees, some little thing more. So it is for you to decide that thing. I think it is safer you get the right one. For spiritual guidance, definitely nobody has interview. Maybe right or wrong. As you got donation, it is for me to see whether you can well afford it or not, at inquiry. If you can well afford, well then, come to me. Well, I'm a man like you, with no long teeth to eat you up, you see. Or you can give to Edna, and then will bring you here, direct. She won't give you that. I don't want to, it doesn't mean any way to, it is only the right purpose man should only donate, who can well afford it. Sometimes you return, sometimes don't accept. Yes. I have to inquire, well, how much money you have got. You may require money when you go back. Then it always affects you. Sometimes don't accept. You find like that. So for donation only, I have to see whether it will accept it or not. You give it to whatever it is, you bring to me along with you. So I must ask, no, who donated? Sometimes people donate too much. And I tell you, because I'm not physically, not in contact daily, I may not know who's your name. 2-4 were direct contact daily, that I know, but name of each one of you I do not know. I know your souls. Of course.
That's more important.
Not the physical body, name than physical body. Somebody may have misunderstood me like that, you see. So I love for all, you see. My father's donation purposes is okay to be seen whether that is, should be accepted or not. For that, for nobody else can do it. Unless he's appointed, in my life I should go away. You know, I think it's very clear, I think. Anything more?
Just one other.
I have to explain so many things. That is, I think it is quite reasonable what I've told you. That is in your interest. If you don't do it, you lose it. And the other may find a source of money making too. I have seen, you see, some people come from outside who are not regular in any case. They make money. They take away and give you some, have more money, give you less money. Well, it is for you, of course. It is your interest to do like that. Or cash at the counter, or the banks, or the mail where it's sent forward. There are two things there. That's more. No, private affairs. Maybe private affairs. I am the last man to recommend anybody to go to the court. I'm the last man. I will say, you don't go out of your house to the court. If you have left the home, on the way you should return. If you are not returned, when you enter the door of the court, don't step in. Try to come back. If not, then you have to even prove your truth by saying 100 lies. A waste of money, waste of time, worry for longer time. This is my principle. You see? If you are in trouble at home, then it will come to me. I tell them, there is trouble in your home, you have sweet tongue. How the trouble will go? Isn't it? One is hard, the other is sweet. How the trouble will go? If one gives one call, calls you one by one name, then you give two, then four, then five, then come to six. This is my general reply. If anybody can guide me, it's really good, that's another thing. But this is my reply. You can come to this, you'll have a little boost too. What is that charge, you see? Little boost to your soul as well. Understand better. One man came to Mahatma Gandhi, brought little child with him. So he thought, this child eats too much sugar. All right, you come tomorrow. The other day, come with the child, all right, child, don't eat sugar. And the mother said, why did you tell the same thing yesterday? They said, yesterday I was eating sugar. When you come to me, I can give you a very clear cut view. To advise others, we not live up to it, let's say those who don't carry any charging, is it not? You all of you understand, I think, very clear. No reflection of anybody. So come to you for donation, I told you, speak to God to me direct. Not even Edna. Not anybody, A, B, C, D. You have to be very frank. For donation, come to me, then she will bring to you and nobody else. That is safer side to you. Although it is up to you, I don't mind. But that will, right thing should reach the right quarters. For others, I will send to you, I think. Any more charge on me? I have to explain things, you see, for your right guidance. Yes?
A few disciples
disciples did mention.
Though they have given already some money in wallets, she has given me, I kept a note and deposit in the satsang. You may leave without any giving us, but the money is there, you see. I have to be very careful, I am only holder of the money, you see. Yes, what else?
Just one more question. Some disciples asked that there are some disciples who, because Master may have accepted a large donation from them, seem to give the impression that Master should give them special attention. They ask, Master, we cannot buy your attention, can we?
You see, the Master power has already been in you. That gives you satisfaction at the time you donate. That is compensated. For outer person, as I told you, excuse me, I don't know everybody's name. Physically, souls I know. And for that, give right guidance. Others who come to me, I always invite every one of you, again, come to me, darling. I'm a man like you. Somebody do take pity on me. It's very kind of them. But they're in the background, you see. Not from me. Or somebody else might be standing in the way not to bring the man concerned to me. So the man does it, as a child runs to the mother or father, you run up to me. You see? You're always welcome. So I love you all, you see. There's no question. Any more charge? Yes, one big charge coming against me.
May I speak on behalf of a Satsangi in England?
Yes.
He's written. He is doing some work with mentally, with people who've had breakdowns.
Hmm?
He is working with people who've had mental breakdowns.
Oh.
And two people have tried to commit suicide.
Yes.
Can you offer some advice how to tell these people what they're doing?
There's only right understanding to be given by someone with some, what you say, charging behind him. That other the man is throwing down the string. He cannot listen to anybody. Give him some few words of consolation. Tell him what the fate awaits such a man. Such a man, if he suicides, Chashuka record show they take 100 births by suicide. 100 births. It's a very great sacrifice to sacrifice your life. But that thing is not mended for which you sacrifice. Is not. By sacrificing yourself, you not set that matter right on account of which you are going to suicide. That reaction goes in births. It is a heinous crime to suicide. That one should be brought on by calm, sweet, polite words and write on the same. Somebody too write to me like that too. Just bring them around, you see. To suicide is a heinous crime, I would say. You sacrifice. Life is always better, you see. We sacrifice everything for saving our own life. Where you're going to sacrifice your own life even then? How strong reaction it would be. That reaction goes for 100 births later. So it is a heinous crime. You follow me? This you can tell them politely, friendly, in this moment. Rest assured, I love you all. You want? I can give a certificate. Signed by whom? By myself. I can say, if you want. So those who want to meet me, they're all welcome, without any reservation. If anybody stands with me, all right, it is your father, you come to your father. When sometimes the man is busy inside, all right, that's all. And that's only for the purpose who is being attended to, he must have full attention. One is in the other company, the third company, the fourth company, then you can attend everybody. One man be fully with him, be satisfied. That's all. You follow? If anyone has been just taking pity on me, it's very kind of life. I'm grateful to him. He has cared for me to save me from all this very busy work, maybe very busy, very worried. I think I take to him. He is the greatest love for me, isn't it? When we want to have it, we do not sacrifice our own purpose. We want to impose. But those who can sacrifice their very purpose only for the sake to avoid the master from any extra worry, it's so kind of them. Really, I'm very grateful. I should be. Is it not? That's all. So you're all dear to me, with definitely one and all. You're all welcome when you come to me, darling. That's it. I'm no bugbear. You're all welcome. Rest assured, I love for her. And I'm thankful for those who take me here, me too. All right, those who want to interviews, you may have your get a quarter to about 11, others may go, those who want to make I understand. And I congratulate Mr. George that he's alive. All right.